Can you trace your many talents, poetry, music, writing, in your family heritage? And how do you believe that was handed down to you?
Oh, yeah. I mean, the music through my mother, she used to write songs. One of her songs, Ernie Fields, the famous band leader and composer and so on, made an arrangement, an instrumental arrangement of one of her songs. I don't know which one that was. And she was a singer, but, you know, had four children and then had to go to work. And so that all kind of went by the wayside, but she was very talented. And my grandfather, her father, I know he used to play harmonica, which I can play. I picked up, I can play it. And then it turns out my grandmother, Naomi Harjo, played saxophone. I didn't know that. I started playing saxophone when I was about 40, and my uncle, John Jacobs, he says, you know, we might have your grandmother's saxophone around here, but we never found it. I didn't know that when I picked up a sax. But they were all artists on my father's side, and my children and grandchildren are all really good artists. Yeah, my grandmother, my Aunt Lois Harjo, who I was very close to, because my grandmother passed of TB when she was fairly young, when my dad was young. She was an artist. I have a painting that she did of Osceola here in my home, and I have a painting by my Aunt Lois, who used to go to New Mexico a lot. She was the one who taught me a lot. I was very, very close to her.
Any artistic talent that you have now, how early did it come to you?
I was always drawing from day one. I was always drawing and painting. The music thing, I loved music in school. And then I guess when I was about 15 or 16, because of my stepfather, I stopped all of it and then didn't pick it up till much later.
Because of your stepfather, you dropped it?
Mm-hmm. And oh, yeah. He forbid me to sing in the house. Usually I didn't sing when he was there anyway. There was no music because he was so oppressive that when he came home, everything stopped. Everything got quiet.
How long a gap was that in there that you couldn't perform at home?
Well, then I went to Indian school and that saved my life. I went to the Institute of American Indian Arts when I was 16 and finished high school there. I loved it there. It was the Institute of American Indian Arts when it was a Bureau of Indian Affairs school in Santa Fe. There I was free. And it was the first time in school that I felt really like I had a place and I was comfortable and I loved being there. When you sent in your application, you had to send in your art, whatever it was that you were doing. And I sent in drawings. I used to draw quite a bit and that's how I got accepted. It was based on my art. My second semester there, I was looking at my schedule and my best friend, she was taking drama. And I said, I would never get on a stage. And then I wound up in one of the first all-native drama and dance troupes. And we got to go on tour up in the Pacific Northwest. And that was a highlight of my life. And then I turned out to be pregnant. I came home back to Oklahoma. My son was born at W.W. Hastings Hospital in Tahlequah. We were back here for a while and then moved back to Santa Fe for a while. And then I wound up going to school at the University of New Mexico.
Back to elementary. What schools did you go to here in Tulsa?
I went to Burbank Elementary until I think it was about fourth grade, definitely fifth grade. I was in Billy Mitchell. It was right before they put I-244 through there. It was right before they did all of that. And then Andrew Jackson Elementary. Mm-hmm. Off of Pine and Harvard area. Those were all elementary schools. Right. And I think I went 1 year to Andrew Jackson. And then for junior high, it was called junior high then, I went to Cleveland Junior High, which I think is no longer there. Mm-hmm. And I went 1 year of Will Rogers, and then I went to New Mexico.